Hello, I'm Jules Warren. Welcome to Contrary to Popular Belief. This podcast is your roundtable of conversations on the social and political issues facing us today. I want to hear from you. What issues are affecting your life? How do you think we can get America back to a better place? It starts with being able to recognize the truth of what has been going on with the Biden administration. To take off the blinders and to be able to say, wow, what happened to the Democratic Party? They were never like this. This is not why everybody loved their liberal views. And then be able to put your country first, even if it means not voting for your party of choice in this 2024 election. Over the years, we have seen both parties go down the wrong rabbit hole of corruption and power greed. In this segment, we are going to unpack what has been happening with nearly 4 years of the Biden administration. So buckle in, my friends, because I'm not here to spare your feelings. An in-your-face reality check is about to go down. So pay attention and take notes. There's going to be a pop quiz. Speaking of humor, we're going to get right into it by starting with this clip from Congressman John Kennedy of Louisiana. Take a listen.
I say this gently.
I 100% agree.
The Biden administration sucks.
Perfect opening. That's it in a nutshell. I love that guy. He can take the most serious of subjects and add a sense of humor. A special talent indeed. Okay, so I'm a little baffled. I need some help understanding this. How in God's name can Joe Biden be allowed to run in this 2024 election after the atrocity of purposely letting our country be invaded by millions and millions of immigrants, unvetted, and taking over our cities? It's no longer a secret to why this is happening. Everyone is well aware it is to turn them into Democratic voters, and in doing so, they can retain legislative seats. They also want to turn our country into a socialistic country that they can forever control. This is called treason, my friends. Let's all be clear of what treason is. It's the crime of betraying one's country. It's also described as whoever, owing alliance to the United States, levies war against their citizens and or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the U.S., We are seeing exactly that. I'm not saying all the immigrants are the enemy. I'm talking about Biden letting the cartel take over, who is clearly the enemy, and betting the terrorists by simply being knowledgeable that they are being let in and not stopping it. In other words, it's a deliberate act of treason. People, many younger, fit men without a family with them are being let in from all over the world. With no background check. The cartel, our enemy, has taken control of our border and our cities. The fentanyl is pouring in, and we are well aware that many terrorists and enemies of our country are now here and continue to walk on in. Does any of that get categorized under treason? How about all of it? All right, we're going to take a listen to a clip from Speaker Mike Johnson speaking to the public at the podium on January 17th, 2024 from the White House. And he says, I quote, "Today I will tell President Biden directly, House Republicans are demanding transformative policy change to secure the border. The American people deserve nothing less," end quote. Let's listen to the clip.
And that's never changed. I don't care what you call it. I'm telling you that these elements are important in order to make the change that is necessary. No one should be playing politics with this. There's too much at stake. Fentanyl is the leading cause of death for Americans age 18 to 49. Trafficking is a scourge. The cartels on the border down there are making billions of dollars trafficking humans into the U.S. 60 to 70% of the people that cross at the Eagle Pass, which is the main funnel right now, are single adult males between the ages of 18 and 40.
So here is what baffles me. Why do we keep preaching the importance of our Constitution and the rule of law if we allow this to happen? I can't even describe how this makes me feel, my friends, other than so enraged and appalled that a president could do this type of atrocities to his country and be allowed to run again. When is this circus act going to end? This week, we had to painfully listen to Joe Biden give the State of the Union address and hear him talk about how his administration are doing things about the fentanyl and the crime. Are you kidding us? And not to sound too dramatic, but really, in my lifetime, I have never witnessed such horrific consequences happening to our country like we are seeing due to the open border alone. Let me share this post on Twitter. It's a picture of Biden, and in red letters, really big, the title says treason. And it says, "Don't steal an election. Give money and weapons to the Taliban. Destroy your military. Destroy the food supply. Destroy energy and gas. Disassemble your border and encourage an invasion of your own country and it not be a treasonous act against your own country and people." All right, this next clip is important to listen to because it explains how voter fraud can happen. It is an anchor named Roman from Epic News called Facts Matter, and he is speaking with a man who's going to explain how voter fraud can happen on a state level. Let's listen to this.
The Attorney General's office can't prosecute voter fraud. What would the body be that could prosecute voter fraud?
So right now, that would just mean the local district attorneys. The problem with that is George Soros has gone in and switched out DAs with a little bit of money. He's got really liberal DAs who won't prosecute anything or very little, and certainly not voter fraud, in all of our big counties. So that opens up Austin, Houston, Dallas, El Paso, San Antonio to voter fraud, and nobody will do anything about it. And if that happens, Texas turns Democrat. If you can control the votes by allowing voter fraud, you control every other issue in the state, every issue. And once they get control of the state, they're going to fix the laws so that voter fraud becomes easy.
There you go, our first reality check. So what is the answer here? How about this? If you absolutely cannot vote for Trump, then don't vote. Because the bottom line here, and make no mistake, the same election fraud scenario will happen like it did in the 2020 election, unless Trump wins by a landslide sweep. All right, I snuck in the second reality check on you. What? Election manipulation in the 2020 election? And keep an open mind, because we cannot be naive when we see this much corruption going on with the Democratic Party across the board. Don't think that cheating doesn't happen. Okay, moving on to tyranny. What is tyranny? Tyranny is a cruel, harsh, and unfair government in which a person or small group of people try to have power over everyone else, in which one tyrant exercises power without any judicial restraints, diminishing the rule of law. Tyranny will not rest until every citizen lives in a fearful society. And think about what we have been seeing for the last 3 years. We have been seeing this type of fear instilled in us on so many levels. We have seen it at the parents of these children at school when the parents are finding out about gender affirmation and try to ask questions, if anything, and they get shut down and arrested. We have seen people from January 6th that were not even on the Capitol grounds that got arrested. Journals just recently, they went and picked him up a month ago for something he wrote about January 6th. Ministers are getting arrested and given felonies for their views on abortion. And it goes on and on, my friends. We're seeing it with our own eyes. This is tyranny. This is a cruel and harsh way to keep the citizens silent so they don't expose the truth of what's really going on. So I'm going to play you one more clip. And if you need to take a break, go to the bathroom, get a drink, because this clip is 4.5 minutes, but I think it's very important. We're going to listen to the Fox anchor, Maria Bartiromo, interviewing the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem. So let's take a listen to this, and this will wrap up our segment.
5 days with the upcoming presidential election. Well, just look at what we've gone through the last 4 years. We saw governments and
the president break federal law. We saw them take away fundamental freedoms that are protected in our Constitution, our freedom of assembly, our freedom of religion, freedom of speech. Now we see the president undermining our country by allowing this invasion at the southern border, and it's destabilizing our country. So you look at how quickly America is becoming more and more uncertain every single day. The fact we continue to borrow money from China to run our government, and then we're just handing it out to people who aren't even citizens here. It's a very consequential time because it's escalating so quickly. And if we don't shut this down, get a new leader in the White House that loves this country, I don't know how long it'll be around.
And of course, you've endorsed President Trump. I want to get your take on what he said regarding communist China. You've been very good pushing back against the communist China and Chinese party's efforts to acquire land in your state. Tell me what's at stake.
Well, we've been fighting to make sure that China can't own our property, but that's just based on the knowledge that the last 30 years I've worked in policy. I've seen them buy up our fertilizer companies. I saw China buy up chemical companies. They own our processing systems for our food supply. Very concerned that if they buy the land, they will complete that cycle. And when they control our food, they will control us. Now, remember everything that China does every day to undermine America. They manipulate their currency. They steal our IP. I believe they're using the southern border to get people into this country to collect data and to spy on us. They're not just using balloons. They're using every tool that they have, and that's the people of the CCP that are in here gathering information in our communities that they will use against us. Remember, China has had a plan for thousands of years to be a world power, a one dominating world power, and that is their goal, and they will put their people through horrific things in order to make that happen.
Well, I mean, you make a good point. Hopeful. Because you can't just pick up and leave communist China. You need to have approval for that. President Trump just told me a moment ago he does believe that these military-aged men who are showing up at the southern border from China are being directed by the Communist Party. Is that what you're saying as well?
Absolutely. I was down there a few days ago, Maria. And remember, 3 years ago, I was the very first governor in this country to send my National Guard to the southern border because I believe it is a war zone. But when I was down there just a few days ago, the vast majority of people I saw crossing the border at that point in time was military-aged men. And the reason that the federal government went after Texas was because they'd actually figured out a way to put up the razor wire that was impenetrable, that people could not get through. They said even those able-bodied military-aged men could not get through the barrier at that point. And it was so effective that that's when the federal government came after Texas to take it down. So we're deploying all of our resources that we have to support Texas. And remember, Democrats have been encouraging this president. They've been encouraging President Biden to come after our state's rights. They've been talking about federalizing our National Guard, which would be the first time in American history that we would have a president that would pay soldiers to stand down, to actually not protect America. And if he's willing to do that and to take away my authority as governor, as commander-in-chief of those National Guard, boy, we do have a war on our hands.
Wow. So why do you think that is? What is his motivation for allowing all of these illegals to come into America and give them prepaid credit cards and housing and health care and all the rest?
He's weak. And somebody's running the White House. I don't believe it's Joe Biden. He's never been this extreme. This is an extreme remaking of America, and it is a socialist, communist agenda. I think that they've so infiltrated the Democrat Party that it's no longer the Democrat Party of 20 years ago. It's now a socialist party that does not want a strong America. The people that are coming across that southern border aren't coming here to be like American citizens, to love our country, to protect our freedoms. They're not coming here because they love our Constitution. Some of them are coming for opportunity, but they're being manipulated by the Mexican cartels and put in very dangerous situations. And the fact of the matter is that you talk to anybody who's in Border Patrol, in ICE, down there in the Texas National Guard or Public Safety, they say you have to come to this country right. Yes, the humanity and the inhumanity, what we're seeing down here is horrific, what Joe Biden's allowing to have happen, but you have to do things right or else you have consequences that we will pay for with
sure.
Our freedoms.
Governor, it's great to have you this morning. Thanks very much. We'll be watching your work.
All right, my friends. I hope everything that we listened to today gives you the reality check of what's really going on. In essence, they're trying to take our country away from us. And the reason they fear Trump as much as they do and trying to bring him down in extreme ways is because Trump realizes this and he is trying to keep America as it is meant to be. Okay, my podcast friends, let me end by saying I hope that everybody realizes the truth of what's going on and that we deserve better. and to take this opportunity of the 2024 presidential election and use it. It's a huge opportunity to turn this around. So God bless, stay well, and thank you for joining me today.